This is an interview with Harav Alexander Naftali Dershowitz. He's going to tell us about a little bit of his subjective experiences and observations of the Gadol Hador, Reb Aaron Kotler, and the impression he made on him personally. The mic is yours.
My connection to Reb Aaron goes back the last Elul Zman that he was alive. I was zeichet to be in Lakewood that time through his special permission, because I was not a regular Talmud of Yeshiva. I was from outside, but he allowed me the courtesy and the generosity of spirit that I could be that Elul Zman. That was my request. I could be in Lakewood. What you notice about Reb Aaron is that the man was mamish an aged dust. The man was fire. When he gave a shiur, the man turned fiery red, spoke for an hour and a half, no notes, huge hanky, and it just unbelievably quick, unbelievably sharp, covered all phases, Yishayim Achrenim, right down, Egin Chedushim, and it was a mind-boggling experience. Everything about him was just fire. His movements, his actions, everything about him, there was nothing that was superfluous. There was nothing about any aspect of his existence, from one, from the davening, from the learning, running to New York for collecting, etc., etc. Everything about him was just so Iskahalten that, you know, you're speaking, you know, you're looking and speaking to a person who's absolutely on a different realm. I mean, the famous mice, I think it really says a lot, the famous mice is that he lived, to put it mildly, in Borough Park in very, very, very limited circumstances, and a group of rich balabatim sent over a truck of updated furniture, and it just is lost for us, furniture, stecken, sticks, what, it's meaningless, it meant nothing, just sent it away, waste of time, a waste of money, it meant nothing to him. And at the same time, people perhaps visualize him as a very, of course, he was an extremely strong personality, but at the same time,
personalized more.
At the same time, I know, for example, when I had an uncle who was Nifter, and my brother was leaving to go to Levi, New York, so Rabban asked him, you know, Yitzhak, why are you leaving? He said he's going to revive an uncle. His face turned ashen. His face turned absolutely ashen. This is what his emotions were, and that's it. He jumped into it, and then he had to jump further. Whatever the next movement, the next action on behalf of Yeshiva, on behalf of Klal Yisrael, etc., etc., on behalf of Eretz Yisrael. So then it was another action, another movement, another complete change, which was required for that time and space.
It was all sincere.
Everything about Reb Aaron was sincerity. It wasn't an action. Literally, wasn't an action. The movement that did not bespeak sincerity, Torah, Avodah, Yerushalayim, every inch of the way, is going on the cars to New York. At one time he was in an accident. He hurt his arm. He hurt his collarbone or whatever was on. Why was that? Because he was talking and learning. The driver was listening. Was not really concentrating as much as he should, and therefore he lost control. And Reb Aaron was in an accident. He couldn't waste a second. He wouldn't waste a second. And this is what, you know, this is what he was, you know, this was his modus operandi as far as going to New York. Spoken learning, shiurim, chazar, this and this and this. So this is what it is. At that time and point, he saw that this is not going to go. It creates a potential havoc. So then he stopped. But everything was about him. You have to talk about it. The man was a malach. Everything was about him was an iska halt and a sefer teira. Iska halt, fire upon fire. And that's what he was. And of course, it doesn't. There's nothing to say that.
You're more personal.
I don't tell that more.
Observation.
Yeah.
You saw yourself.
He had a tremendous warmth to him that people, again, I know that people had certain personal situations, which I'm not going to go into, and I know that afterwards, by third Seder or whatever, he was like crying for weeks because of a certain personal situation, etc., etc. People looked, maybe thought upon him without really knowing him as being extremely somewhat aloof, cold in the individual. Well, this is a mistake. He was a very, very warm individual, a very fiery individual, and his Ben Adam Nachaveh was also extremely warm, as I mentioned, as far as my uncle being nifter, etc., etc., as far as personal situations. This was the man. Everything about him was fire. Everything about him was Eisker Halpin. The man, what's there to speak about? The man changed. We know this. The man changed the face of Torah in America. Before he came along, everything was diluted at best. And the man brought to the forefront that a Torah only situation, and that was 10 Talmidim. It started with 10, 12 Talmidim, which drew Kanaanah. We have Kanaanah somewhere in the area of about 3,000 to 4,000. All right, we became mainstay from the much more modified existence. Now,
looking there, right there, see.
These are the recollections that was zeichet to have of the Goyim and Godel and Tzaddik HaDar.
How does it affect you, though, personally? These were the words of Harav Alexander Naftali Dershowitz. Thank you.